This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
To WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So happy to be with you here today.
So happy.
So happy.
Yeah.
You're like, eh?
You wish you were out having some green beers for St. Patrick's Day?
I do not wish I was doing that. I saw that getting started early this morning.
See, I never know. Today is St. Patrick's Day, or is it's always the 17th?
Yes, yeah, always the 17th.
All right, okay.
But celebrations usually happen on the weekend.
Yes, yeah, so they actually started on the weekend, yes.
I saw it this weekend. People just want any excuse.
Yep. Any excuse.
Any excuse.
Any excuse.
Yeah. The Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Yeah? Yeah. Just remind yourself every weekend, every Sunday.
I used to think that about Cinco de Mayo, too. I've just been looking around. I'm like, man, you people... just will use any excuse to go out and get obliterated.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it started this weekend. I saw it all on the news. Everybody's getting ready. I'm like, are they going to have anything left for Monday?
Oh, trust me.
Well, come on. It's a Monday. It's
yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Then I'm thinking like, okay, how many of them went to work today?
Yeah,
today, nobody goes to work on Mondays anyway. Nobody goes to work on Mondays. Nobody goes to work on Fridays.
Spoken like a true former boss.
Yeah. Nobody calls you back when you're looking to get them to do something for your home. Oh, wait, that's a whole other thing. Right, right, right.
House Spike.
Why don't we do a little baseball before we get back to the first?
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
I got a lot of little things in Jackie Baseball today, including the possible contract extension for one Phil.
Ooh,
that was talked about earlier today.
Okay.
But interesting thing from over the weekend, according to a Sports Illustrated writer for the Mets, Phillies possibly in on a Dylan Cease trade. Now, Dylan Cease, one of the better pitchers in the National League. It's another pitcher, which is he's an unrestricted free agent after the year.
I was like, can he hit second? Is that
no? Yeah. Not a hitter. Nasty, strikes a lot of people out. But again, it's a walk year for him. Like, you trade Ranger and Marchand and maybe Crawford for another starter. I don't know. It felt out of left field when I saw the report. But I guess maybe they're checking in on everything.
It feels like it's overdoing it to me.
You know? Or feel like something else could be going on that we don't know about.
In what
health
respect?
Health-wise, with a pitcher.
All the starters have been all right, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so far?
Yeah, the injury was Strom, but positive update over the weekend from Rob Thompson.
Yeah.
Said he might be ready for opening day. So he's back to throwing without any pain. So that's exciting.
I mean,
but the deceased one was one I didn't really see coming. Unless they just wanted, they would feel more comfortable paying him after the year than Ranger. But also, Cease is going to want
big money.
200?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably not doing that again. Yeah. Unless it's an all-in year.
Yeah, I don't know. How would Bryce handle that one?
What? Another pitcher being paid?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, I
over him? Yeah.
He's not even involved in front office.
Oh, right. I forgot. He trusts them.
That's what he told us. But, yeah, I mean, listen, I think the biggest thing is that I think there could be like Taiwan's pitching pretty well, decently well again this weekend. Trade Marchand. Like, Taiwan and Marchand package could be out there.
Ooh. Yeah,
get excited.
Wow, do you think the Nebraska's going to need a second cell phone to to field those calls?
Yeah.
A pitcher who sucks and a catcher who can never stay healthy? How could we possibly fend off? Who's going to get who? Look, who is there more trade demand for, Taiwan Walker or Bryce Huff?
I would say Taiwan.
Both making the same amount, right?
At least Taiwan could take down some innings for you.
That's fair.
You know? So that was interesting. Heading into today, 74 runs in the last 8 games. Offense is on fire. I was told they were cooked.
I can't wait today to the...
Do you feel what's happening with Jack, by the way, from pause year to now?
Oh, yes.
Oh, they're going to win the World Series.
Yes. I was going to say, you see that tweet this morning?
I saw. Yeah, well, that's just him being
thirsty. No, I felt good about it.
Thirsty.
I brought that up on the last High Hopes. I never predict they're going to win the World Series. I feel it this year. Yeah, I do.
Pause year.
Feel excited.
Well, it can be both. You can win a World Series.
No, it can't be both.
Yeah, it can. You can win a World Series in a pause year.
Yeah, but you can't predict they're going to win a World Series in a and when you're saying it's a pause year.
Yeah, right.
Well, I could balance that line.
All right. You're the worst.
I'm back in. What do you want me to do? We're 10 days from opening day.
I was getting ready to say, though, when they get back up here and the offense isn't scoring, how many times are we going to hear they left the offense in Tampa?
Oh, that's...
in Clearwater.
Yeah. They should temper down the production in Tampa.
Yeah, how many runs have they scored?
74 runs in their last 8 games. want that on record. So that's good to see. It's good to see. Today, you know, not so hot. You know, they've only scored 1 today. So they're doing what you guys wanted.
There you go.
They're toning it down.
Tone it down a little bit.
Yeah. Save some for the regular season.
Just some quick news and notes from the weekend. Lizardo, 6 strikeouts in 4 innings. Harper's hitting .407 heading today, so that's good. Turner had 2 hits and a walk. He had another hit and a walk today.
There you go.
Yeah, Trey, get on base. Get on base. Kepler ran to the wall yesterday, but seems like he's going to be fine. Our guy Max Kepler.
He's running into the wall in spring training.
We're trying to set a culture. If the Eagles set the culture with working hard in training camp last year.
Okay.
That's what we're doing with the Phils this year.
I like that.
Well, Ike, let me ask you this. Yes. So if he is going to transition from pause year to they're going to win the World Series, that means that you, as the accountability maestro of the Phillies this season.
Sharp tongued.
You have to keep him in line. Well, you can't let him just back off to, well, there's a pause year anyway. Before opening day, he's going to have to declare, is it a pause year or is it a World Series year?
Wow. All right.
You're going to have to declare.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
need you set yeah. in stone.
Here's the thing with him. This is nothing new to me. This is what he does as you get closer to the season starting.
Yeah.
This is what he does. He has to do. It's the same thing he rips Eagles fans about, by the way.
Well, actually, I really
drinking the Kool-Aid. Like, this is what he rips Eagles fans over.
Well, really, I just look at Ike. Like, Ike is someone who I look up to in this business, right?
Uh-huh.
When the season ends, Ike is Mr. Realistic, you know? And then as soon as it gets a little bit closer, it goes from 11 wins to about 13, you know? That's all we're doing.
Bring me in here with you. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
All I'm telling you is that if you're saying it's a World Series year, then I'm going to have to, like, the accountability level goes up. You know, you can't just drift back into...
Well, what if at the deadline it looks more like a pause year?
No. Well...
Oh, what? We can't do when we see more information?
Right, yes.
Way.
Yes.
Something you always change you. When you see more information.
Well, okay, then what I'm going to tell you is the day before, what's opening day? What's the
10 days from now.
27th.
So on the 26th at 4 p.m., you're going to have to declare, is it a pause year or not?
Yeah, are you in or out?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make you...
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. As of right now, in.
I'm just saying, the only thing that matters to me is 4 p.m. March 26th.
Okay, officially on the record, is this a World Series year or just a pause year?
Yes. And just mark it down. That's where our show will be that day.
Perfect.
But you will announce at 4 o'clock.
Sounds great. There is some news from the midday show. So they had JT Realmuto on earlier today. And Julio asked him about a possible contract extension from the Phillies this spring.
You've been the catcher for a long time, and we know your contract's up after this season. Has there been any talks? And for you, if there hasn't been, is that something you wouldn't want to do during the season? Or are you open if the Phillies come to you to try to make this a thing even more years after this?
There have been some talks, yes. I'm gonna, you know, I'll keep the content of those talks to myself just because I'm more of a private person, but I'm open to anything. You know, it doesn't matter if it's spring training season. I enjoy being here. I've made that pretty well known that my family loves it here. We love being a part of this organization. You know, this is one of the few organizations in baseball that really takes care of their players. They're first class, and they try to win every season. So, obviously, it's a place that we want to be, and it's a place we've enjoyed being so far.
No.
Yeah.
He's – listen.
Well, I like that Giglio asked him, would you talk about that during the season? This dude will accept an extension if you call him at 4 a.m. Yeah. on whatever day. He's taking the extension.
He's got my position on the JT extension thing, like, I got to see it this year. If you want to pay him after the year and he proves that he could stay healthy and evade father time and you want to extend him after the year, sure. I know there's not exactly a better option out there, but that doesn't mean that you have to sign up for $15 million a year for JT for the next two or three
years. Why don't we have a better option out there?
Well, it could be Marshawn, but he can't stay healthy. Eduardo Tait's 19. He's probably the – I know you guys don't want to break down Eduardo Tait.
What?
He's awesome, but he's a couple of years away. I mean, like, they could sign a stopgap if they wanted and not JT money. But, like, just let him earn it. You don't have to extend everyone.
See, I agree with you.
We agree with that. My only thing is that the Phillies – it doesn't seem like they're being proactive with this as far as a transitional plan with JT. So the fact that they are even entertaining extension talks, right, that says that it's more likely he's here than moving on from him. We would see somebody there that's ready to take over.
Yeah, I guess maybe they're wondering what he thinks he's worth. So if they can get him for... So,
but I'm saying they'd be open to it. As long as they're not overpaying.
Right. Like, of course, he's not going to get $25 million a year. But does he still think he's a $20 million a year player? Do these, like, it's still a 15?
15.
$15
million? No.
About 2 years, 25?
His production is
Just let him play out the year.
Yes.
Let him play. Do what you did with Nola. Now, Nola...
Knowles is an ace-caliber pitcher.
You're saying that with a smile.
do we really think that JT Realmuto is going to have such a good year that he's going to get some enormous offer somewhere? And if so, that means we got an enormous year. You know what?
That means that's more you got to pay him.
But I want a good walk year out of JT because maybe it means we win. You know?
You're more or less like, this is it. Yes. Like, this is it.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's what I'm saying, Jack. Yeah. It should be a feeling of more of, hey, it's been great, JT, and this is a walk year. Great. You're going to be in the Phillies Wall of Fame.
Of course, yeah.
Yep. But we're going to let somebody else give you that golden parachute on the way out.
Yeah.
Somebody wants to give you a 3 or 4 year deal.
Knock yourself out.
Right.
Knock yourself out.
Let somebody else do it.
Yeah. He's just not productive enough anymore, I don't think, for that sort of deal. I just, to me, the difference between production and JT Romuto and whoever you're going to pay $3.5 million a year on the open market for, you know, could it be that much?
Yeah, I've always said it. As a player, I would have loved playing for the Phillies, this regime of the Phillies.
Oh, they take care of everyone.
They take care of their guys, right? Just like with the Eagles, like they take care of their guys. Now, the Sixers, they take care of their star players,
right?
For sure.
Right.
Everybody else is moving pieces in and out of there. But for the most part, the Phillies.
Besides Reese.
Yeah, I still don't understand. Well, we know why that.
He was going to play, yeah.
Yeah, that's because Bryce
basement.
Didn't want to play, yes.
Right.
But they would have, though. They probably would have.
Yeah. Listen, JT's been great. For me, he's got to prove it. Like, I'm open to it after the year.
Right.
You know, like if he knocks your socks off, but at this point, no. If they send him for opening day,
I'd rather have him play on a prove it year.
Yeah.
I don't even know why he wants to give him an extension. Yeah, let him play on a prove it
year. There's a lot of guys on a prove it year. Like, you want to go to Romano, you want to go to Kepler, you want to go to some of the, like, Rangers on a prove it year.
Yeah.
It could work out well for them.
Yeah.
Let JT go OPS 806 this year and play 150 games. God bless him.
Well, he's not playing 150 games.
Well, I mean, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, God, if he has a great year, and somebody wants to pay him $20 million a year
right.
for
let
3 years.
Let somebody else do it.
God bless him. That means we got a good year out of him.
He can always come back.
Yes. We can always pay him after.
It's probably the 2022 pennant.
Yeah, we'll get
that. Be on the team. We'll be celebrating that team.
2032?
The 93-2022 Phillies.
I know.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I give the 93 Phillies credit, though. They survived after the 08 championship team.
They did.
They did.
People still love that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, it survived after that.
Well, there was just something about when it's the same reason that that Buddy survives and Randall survives and all that.
Ike Siegels are surviving.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. If the Eagles need to be led by their offense next year, are you confident they can do that? John in Abington, you're on WIP.
Hey, Spike, how are you, my friend?
What's up, John?
Hey, I apologize to you for last week speaking to you like that.
And that's right.
Are you for Philadelphia or for the Eskins?
Yeah, I remember that call. That was a good call, John. Yeah.
It wasn't a good call, not on my part.
We enjoyed it.
Yeah, it happens.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, we have to see what the players are going to do that the Eagles let go as far as going to other teams to see what's going to happen because of the coaching and Becton going to San Diego. We just don't really know how he's really going to play. So, and that being said, our coaching, I think, is far superior than most of the teams that are in the league. I don't know if you guys agree with that or not, but...
Was hard to disagree with that after this past year.
Right. So what I'm saying is that, you know, coaching does make a big part of, you know, what we do in football because that's the whole key, especially with managers in baseball, basketball, and football that we need to look at.
Okay. So I guess
I want you to go back to last week's call.
Yeah, yeah. You sure you don't want to rip me or something? So, I mean, so do you think the offense will be better next year, can be better next year, if they need
to
be? Okay.
No, I mean, better, I think it's going to be the same because look at what we did. We won the Super Bowl with being the same. Is it going to be better? I don't know. Are you going to sign Dallas Goedert? Are you going to get a tight end in here that's going to help out the team?
Yeah, we don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the thing, I don't know. I mean, I just think that we got the nucleus of the quarterback, the running back, the two wide receivers. I mean, look what Cincinnati did today. Cincinnati signed both their wide receivers and gave them a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, now our guys are underpaid.
Well, you might think so. Give us your 90s icon, John.
I'm going to say Charlie from Two and a Half Men.
Ah, Charlie Steen.
So I was not a two and a half men.
Tyler Steen?
I was not a 2.5 men guy.
Well, that was more 2000.
Was it 2000?
Now, yeah. Did Major
League winning.
Yeah.
Now, that was iconic in the 2010s.
Yeah.
I mean, just Major League was 2010 or 90s, right?
It was 90s.
Yeah. So you put him at.
Yeah, Charlie Sheen. Yeah.
Carlos Estevez.
I mean, we'll take the answer.
Yeah, he was pretty big. He was
in the 90s?
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen?
So. Yeah, I think so. I mean, he was in Ferris Bueller.
That's the 80s.
Oh, but I'm saying that's when it started, I mean, for Charlie Sheen.
Well, see, here's the other thing with some of these guys that have the long career. Yeah. They have a dip where they go down.
Right.
And then some of them come back.
I'm going to have to look at his IMDb.
Yeah, you got to check that out. I don't know if Sheen was a star in the 90s.
You know,
80s for sure.
The T. Higgins, Jamar Chase contract's interesting because, you know, John just said, you know, those guys just got that and, you know, our guys are going to need more money.
Yeah, I heard
and,
that.
Well,
that's a little bit of a valid point.
Sort of.
Yeah.
In that the production from those three, now I know part of the argument is their defense is not as good, except when I bring that up, it doesn't count. But the Bengals do need to throw more, but I think you could pretty easily say that the production the Bengals get out of Burrow, Chase, Higgins is a lot more than the production the Eagles get out of Hurts, Green, A.J. Brown, and Devontae Smith. I mean, it's not even really close. I mean, I think I could make the argument, and again, the defense is a mitigating factor here, that if you're going to pay your quarterback and your wide receivers all that money, your quarterback and your wide receivers better be the strength of the team. And our passing game was the least
potent. You can't get around it. It was ranked 29th.
Yeah, of any part of the team. It wasn't as good as the offensive line or the running game or the defensive backfield or, like, it was the weakest part of the game.
Weakest unit, yep.
So if you're going to look at what is efficient to spend the money on, if you can only dole out so many, I would look at the Eagles and go, well, all right. At the bye week, we just won the Super Bowl last year. At the bye week, we decided we weren't going to throw the ball anymore. And we have all this money invested in our quarterback and two wide receivers. And then I have a good look. And again, the Bengals are not how you run an organization. I'm not going to say that. Mm-hmm. But if you look at all, but if you look at the production from those three compared to our three, it's not really very close. Now I know one won the Super Bowl, one didn't. But I'm just talking about production.
I agree. I don't think many people can argue that. I don't think anybody can argue that, unless you were throwing in Jalen's rushing stats.
Right. Yes.
Right. Like, unless you put that part of it, that is part of his game. That is part of his game. But from an aerial standpoint, it's not even close when it comes. I mean, Joe Burrow was the leading passer in the league.
Yep.
This past year. Now, obviously, he had to do a lot of that because of the defense that he had. I saw a lot of this on Twitter earlier, you know, some of our fans mocking the Bengals for what they did by paying T. Higgins. First of all, I think they had, I say they didn't have a choice. Of course, they could have not paid him. Wouldn't have made him a better team. They are a much better team with T. Higgins on the team than without T. Higgins on the team. And you look at the offensive, you look at the money they've doled out over there on that side of the ball. I don't know how much different that is from what we've doled out on the offensive side of the ball. It may not just be in all wide receivers. The Bengals also aren't paying a running back $30 million.
Right. And the cap is higher. I know everyone looks at the number, but the cap is also higher than when we paid, you know, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith.
I also don't think they're paying three offensive linemen what we're paying three offensive linemen.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily laugh at them doing that.
Oh yeah, for the money that they spent on offense, we're spending a lot of damn money on offense ourselves.
Right. Yes.
I would imagine more than anybody else in the league.
I mean, it would have to be, if only because the offensive line, in addition to the skill position players, is so highly paid.
A tight end. Look at what the tight end is making.
Right. Yeah, I'm starting to think about that now. Yeah. Yeah. It is like...
Thank God we won the Super Bowl this past year.
Yeah. That's
seriously.
It's a good point.
I mean, and the fact that the defense was as good as it was last year. We don't win the Super Bowl without the defense.
No.
We don't even get there. The way the team was playing earlier, the defense really allowed the offense to find and form an identity.
Well, and it got us through the first two playoff games.
Yep.
That cannot be ignored either.
Without. Yep.
All right. Coming up next, there was one free agent that was almost an Eagle that we haven't talked about, but he was talking about it. So we'll hear that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.